Valentine's Day. I know it feels like a lifetime away, but it's only 33 days away.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a lifetime away. I mean, Valentine's Day stuff been up since like September, right?
Oh gosh, has it been? I mean, it has been.
Don't they usually put that up because like the they do Christmas stuff in June, Valentine's stuff in September, and then 4th of July stuff right around New Year's Eve. So
that's true. You see how it goes? That's very true. Yeah, exactly. Do you and Kathy have plans for Valentine's Day yet?
Nothing yet. I mean, we still got a little bit of time yet, and we'll probably plan something.
Do you guys still swap gifts?
No.
Okay.
No, we're married now. Why swap gifts?
Why would you do that?
She already married me. She's already wearing the ring. So, you know, she's already won the jackpot. She needs
that. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, apparently there is a new treat out for Valentine's Day this year. Jack Leek's Beef Jerky, the other one that has like the big Sasquatch in their commercials, they are selling a heart-shaped box filled with beef jerky. But it's not just any old heart-shaped box. It's a hairy heart-shaped box. When I say hairy, I mean, like, you could braid the hair on this box. It is that long.
It is indeed. I'm looking at the picture now, and of course, as Jim mentioned, and the commercials, I'll give them credit. They're very funny commercials.
But they are.
Yeah, this almost looks like if you put this on the sofa in a certain way, it would look like maybe the dog was burrowing under the pillows or under the cushions for money or something.
It would.
It's very unusual. I guess unusual times call for unusual gifts.
It is ugly. That's what I think it is. I think it's awful.
Okay, so no gray area for Jen. She's it's ugly.
No, I think it's super ugly. I think, honestly, what I think you should do with this, if someone were to get this gift, what you do is you take this little banner thing off of it, and you give it like a Chewbacca something going on. It makes me think of Chewbacca. It really does.
Okay.
So if you have like a Star Wars fan in your life, this would be something that you could give them, or put giant googly eyes on it, you know, and make it like a little creature. Like you said, put it on the couch. It's going to look like the dog or something.
Right.
Braid its hair. Give it pigtails. It's so hideous. It's absolutely hideous. Like, would you want this thing?
Well, now here's the thing. If it was filled with chocolates, maybe. But it's filled with beef jerky. So that, unfortunately, beef jerky people, I got to throw that a giant thumbs down.
You're so picky about food, though.
Not food, though. Beef jerky's like eating shoe leather.
Okay. I like some beef jerky, though. Especially like the homemade stuff is so good. But here's the thing. I like beef jerky, and I don't even want this. Like, would Kathy want this? If you walked up and were like, hey, happy Valentine's Day, I love you, and you gave her this brown, hairy, heart-shaped box, would she be like, oh, thank you, it's amazing, I love it?
Her reaction would be more like, divorce papers are in the mail.